Blog Talk Radio. It would be part of my story also in the book that I am penning, The Rise, Fall, and Struggles of the Southern Middle Class, Untold Stories of Socioeconomic Truth. But I just want to share that. But today is Talk That Talk, and we're talking about whatever you really want to talk about, hot stories. And Miami won last night, huh? I only seen the first half of the game. I watched Bravo TV. Well, I won't say I watched TV all day, but I had my television tuned to Bravo TV during the Bethany Ever After marathon. And I was looking forward to watching the finale last night. Would you all believe I fell asleep? I know you do believe it. I watched The Bachelorette. And then when it's time for Bethany Ever After finale, I will be ready. I knew I was sleepy, but whatever I was doing, it didn't work. I chilled for a second. That's what happened and reclined, and I just went on to sleep. So I can't wait to see the finale, and I was just anticipating watching the finale. Happy birthday to those of you that are celebrating your birthdays also today. Today is Annette Bening's birthday, I see, in the Dallas newsletter. And also, today is a big day to vote in Dallas. Primaries today, right? You ought to get out and vote. I know it's a beautiful day today, so even if it was raining, you shouldn't let that stop you from voting. And also, I want to thank Facebook friend Derek Shepherd for listening to the show this morning in Baltimore, Maryland. Thank you so much. I love your Memorial Day pictures. Like, you all had a fantastic time eating that good, good food. I was checking out WAPT News page, and they asked the question, what's your favorite burgers? Like, for, you know, where are your favorite burgers? I love burgers, period. I mean, I love my own burgers. I love other burgers. I really like pizza. I never met a bad burger. But bad burgers can be made because I like things rare or well done. So if something's not cooked, nothing wrong with a little rareness, but I like my burgers well done. That's the only thing that could disappoint me. A little excuse me, but not just raw, you know, because, but seasoning and just and I guess the juiciness of a burger to me is good. But I like my own burgers. I like restaurant burgers from restaurants. From fast food restaurants. Wendy's was my first job. I've always been an entrepreneur. But my first job was Wendy's. Then I started working for Merry-Go-Round. And Wendy's was my one of my favorite restaurants back then. It still is. I love Burger King. And then there's other places that I like. We don't have enough time. And like I said, I can make some little burgers myself. From regular burgers, barbecue burgers, and so on. So, but yeah, call in if you feel. I'm going into the chat room right now, and before I go any further, I want to thank you for viewing the profile of BlogTalkRadio.com, KultureShockInc.Beth. It's KultureShockInc.Beth, and we're currently approaching 64K views, and I thank you so much. I mean, wow. Fantastic friends, fantastic supporters of the show. Since the show premiered on March the 21st, 2011. So that's just amazing news. And remember, on Mondays recently, we've been reviewing the book Walk Off Weight Journal. So be sure to visit prevention.com and order your book. And you'll get an exercise band. We're going to start reviewing week one, like next week, and so on. But that's pretty much just little tidbit stuff that I just wanted to share. Well, I won't say tidbit stuff, important stuff that I want to share. But, wow, there was so much info. I'm like kind of speechless right now for some reason. I guess I'm kind of giddy. Congratulations to the graduating class of 2012 all around the world, especially Jackson Public Schools. Which I am a product of Jackson Public Schools. And what kind of student was I? I was an average student. I wasn't a straight A student. I could have been, if I really, you know, if I had like plans to go to like a top university or whatever. But I was a good student, and I love doing extra credit by choice. And I was a B, I guess a B, ABC student, and every once in a while a D. I would not deny. But I love school. I love attending school. I love my teachers. I was a teacher's pet. Yes, I was. I don't deny it. I love showering my teachers with happy gift presents. I loved my friends. I loved my classmates. I loved my friends outside of school because as a teenager, I worked for Merry-Go-Round Enterprises. And some of my friends that I worked with at Wendy's, I'm still friends with also. And overall, I have my ups and downs like any other team, but overall, I love my teen years. And so you all are graduating today, and you're stepping out into the world. And cherish these times, these moments, your graduation times, even if you're marching or not marching. Appreciate these times of your life because they won't be repeated again. And each occasion is a special occasion. You're going into adulthood. You're still a teen, but you're becoming an adult. So appreciate each and every moment. And most of the time at that age of graduating from high school, we know it all. And maybe we do on some things, but listen to those who share advice. Watch those whom you admire. Pick out mentors in the areas where you plan to study or go to school. Some people don't choose to go to college. I recommend advancing your education regardless of what you're doing. And nowadays, you can learn so much on the Internet. Who will share information with you, will share books with you, will recommend where you should go for seminars or workshops. You know, sometimes before and after class at your new college, don't hesitate to ask one of your professors or instructors, even counselors, if you can meet with them privately to discuss your goals. And do they have any advice of people whom you should be networking with? This is my advice, honestly, because I am still in touch with people that mentored me, and those that are still alive, and those that are not still alive, I still think sometimes, what would he or she say? What advice would they give me? Or still connect with other people that they connected me with? You know, it's so important this time of one's life. It, you know, listen to the parents and the guardians. You know, we have our own minds and we make our own decisions. Yes, we do. We're our own person. But also it's good to listen. There's self-perception, right? And so we listen to ourselves, but then also we base our decisions on facts, facts of the experiences of others, facts of what we know, and also a lot in life, which many of you know, many teens have experienced more than I have at age 43. So who am I telling you what to do? But I'm just talking from my life and from my experiences. You know, sometimes it's best to learn things, not just trial and error of your own doing, but by observing others. What works in their life, what doesn't work in their life, personally and professionally. You know, sometimes our personal decisions can affect our educational and our professional decisions also. So you think about that also when you're in like or in love and awe of another individual. You know, think when making decisions. In love, business, education, romance. I'm still doing it. Think. We don't know it all. That's what was so amazing about life. So I just want to share a little bit regarding that topic. I'll be quiet. I sound like a preachy aunt, huh? But I just wanted to share that. That's all. Remember, those of you that are over, one of my friends just liked a link of mine. What's up, Warren? I hope you are listening to the show. But he's a product of Provine, but an amazing friend of mine. Even though I graduated from Callaway, I have friends all over JPS, and we just, all of us just were all just in awe of each other and very supportive. We might have been rivals when it came to our bands and football teams and even academia, but when it was like fun times at skating rinks and at the park and just having fun, we all just were very supportive of each other. And a lot of my friends shopped with me. Warren had just, he posted a beautiful picture of the First Lady and Obama. Oh, this was from last week. He had a beautiful picture posted on his Facebook page. But I just want to acknowledge that. Happy birthday to my friend Sharon Jones also and everyone else that celebrating a birthday. And I know I'm just because I'm excited for the graduating class. I thought I would make it to graduation, Callaway's graduation, this evening at 4:45, but I don't think I am. Also, if you want to know the schedule, it's still early. Visit JPS's website at jackson.k12.ms.us. That is the Jackson Public Schools website, because I told you all I was going to share with you the graduation schedule. But if you go to that website, jackson.k12.ms.us, you're going to see the schedule for all the schools and their time and so on. Because like Wingfield, I know graduates at 3:15 and Callaway at 4:45. And also, there's an event with Senator Roger Wicker also downtown this evening, starting at 4:30 at 1 Jackson Place. Visit, if you're not, you can join the Madison GOP Facebook group, which I'm a member of. That's if you're in like the Madison, and like I live in like North Jackson, real close to Madison area. But I guess you, if you just very supportive of Madison County, you can become a member of that Facebook group too. But you can visit MadisonCountyGOP.org to get more information. But it's an event at 1 Jackson Place. But I know you have the RSVP with Senator Roger Wicker. I believe it's scheduled from 4:30 to 6 o'clock. You can contact Mary McLaurin also. She heads up the Facebook page, and she is a delegate that is going to the convention. I hope to go to the convention. I would love to be blessed to go to the convention. I had applied to receive press credentials. I haven't heard back from the GOP convention just yet. You know, to talk about it on the show, because the Shock Entertainment Report. But there's some more news. Today, I love to talk about today in history, but I want to talk about some other things. Oh, and remember, the Dallas premiere will be 2 hours, and it is premiering on June the 13th. Super excited. I think I'm going to reschedule my beauty bash, if I can, from this Saturday to maybe a week or two later, because I would like to order some more goodies to have present during the beauty bash. But remember to stop by Samira's also, and also drop by her business, Bottoms Up Fresh Fruit Smoothie Bar in the Jackson Medical Mall and in by Piccadilly. I don't want to be pausing, but I'm trying to pull up something to share with you all. Also, remember the play The Fair Lady will be premiering in June in Brooklyn, New York. Time Out would like for everyone to like his new fan page called I Am Time Out, because he's exceeded his friend limit on his page. And so I Am Time Out will update you on all his news, from the First Lady to his I've Seen Things to his other projects dealing with youth and other works. So he would like for you all to check that out and keep in touch with him via that way. And also you can follow him on Twitter at Tamak, T-A-M-A-K, also. And I'm, wow, I guess I'll talk about this one for longer. A lot of fun health tips that I've been getting. Have you all been exercising and keeping your mind right and stretching and so on? I have. I'm going to call my doctor this morning, schedule my annual exam. Also, I have to knock off, be sure I have some pounds knocked off also before then. My 44th birthday is coming up in August, and celebrating my birthday at Samira, speaking of Samira, on August 11th, on my actual birthday, we go to the zoo, like, early that morning. You know, those of you with kids and my friends with kids, feel free to join me with your parents' permission and so on. You know, they have opened the pond at the where kids can fish with guardians and their parents now. I remember the zoo as a kid. The zoo is amazing now. It was amazing then to me. But I remember they used to have the little boats where you used to, like, foot paddle, where one could foot paddle in that pond. I'm getting kind of bothered because I'm trying to get more info regarding what happened today in history. But since I didn't see the second half of the game, what happened? Because I keep hearing some news analysts talk about the game was stolen from the Celtics. But then I hear some people saying, well, LeBron and D-Wade just did a good job. So, I don't know, I guess I have to watch it again when it comes on NBA TV or later on ESPN or something. Because it seems like people are torn between, well, the Celtics should have won, and then, well, some people are saying, like, well, the Heat, I'd like to catch myself before I say the Mavericks, the Heat has played good and played well. So I was just curious, wondering what happened. It must have been a really close game. Well, this info I was trying to pull up is taking forever, so I'm not going to just stay on it and just have this plain air out there. Remember Kevin Costner, who happens to have a hot femme, is coming to Jackson. Helen Mayo. That should be neat. Now, I might not get out too much, but Kevin Costner, that'll get everybody out. My God. Multi-talented, I must say. I think the date is July 18th because the first lady, the player I was just speaking of, would be in Memphis on July 16th, a couple of days before that. And I'm looking at some more info. So much going on. Like talking with Dread Days, a lot of friends are interested in booking Dread Days down here in the Deep South, and they're definitely looking forward to coming down here. I just want you all to know, those of you that organize festivals and so on, I hope they come for my birthday and surprise me. I hope they do. I told my friend ABS, he and Tony need to come down here. Also surprised me. Wow. Well, Helen Mayo, Kevin Costner. I'm checking it out in the Jackson Free Press. And Rainbow Natural Grocery always advertised in the Jackson Free Press, and that's an awesome organic store. And also there's a restaurant there. And visit Rainbow at rainbowcoop.org also. Well, let me go in the chat room right quick, see if anyone's in the chat room, because sometimes I get to rolling and gabbing, and it's because my mind is going to the chat room. So I'm going into the chat room right now. We have a few more minutes, and I will play Round and Round in its entirety. And then I'll upload a new song by Morris also that you all can check out. He's always producing and dropping new songs. And remember, Dread Days is working on new music also. It's kind of unbelievable. I had so much to talk about, but I am as excited about the class of 12 graduating. And I guess I just wanted to share my little 2 cents of advice that I hope you all listen to also. I mean, really, because we can experience some things, good and bad. It's good to experience good things. But it's not good to learn something that you could learn just by being an observer or just doing your best to make a better decision. So that's what's really important, to be able to make sound decisions, you know, and to really not do things also that you know you won't be happy at doing. I mean, you know. Try to meet compromises, especially with your parents and your guardians also. You might want to go to one school. They might want you to go to another school. But, hey, if you have a full scholarship, you know, hey, in a lot of cases, you got to choke it up. But really, you know, try to be compromising. Not like my friend Rich Ruffinick liked to say, all or nothing. Do your best to be compromising. Do your best to be in the midst of win-win situations. All been dealing with advisors, your parents, your guardians, your boyfriends, your girlfriends, your cousins, your wives. Because some of us get married. I know some of you are getting married. After graduation, you're getting married. Young people get married. And nothing wrong with that decision either. The very people that say you're too young to get married are sometimes the very people that got married at that age too. And then they'll say, well, times have changed. You know what's best for you. You know, maybe you should prolong the engagement or something. Only you know what. So I'm not going to say don't get married. I'm working on getting unmarried. I'm approaching our anniversary of my second marriage, which was over pretty much soon after it started. Especially, you know, it's sad to say, like soon after my second husband was a native of another country, and it seems like as soon as I was, we got things rolling, and I was helping him with his citizenship, it seemed like all of a sudden he didn't want me anymore, you know, so I don't know. There's different reasons that he didn't want me anymore, so, but it's kind of ironically after kind of helped complete citizenship paperwork, it was like, oh, okay. but you know, I continued on and tried to make it work, even though we were in different places. We married in Dallas, and then I came here for just a moment to do some things, and then but he went back to the place of Orlando, and I liked the city of Orlando, but I was recommended not to go to Orlando, not to be with him. You know, why you want to be with somebody that don't want to be with you anyway? Well, I just want to share that. But I can't wait to be legally single. I would have loved to have been legally single before this anniversary, but hopefully my birthday party will be not only a birthday celebration, but a divorce party also. But tomorrow, I'm super excited for tomorrow because my longtime Facebook friend, Belinda Bostic, is coming back tomorrow, and we're going to talk about orgasm, to fake or not to fake. Honestly, well, I won't go in detail talking about it because that show is for the mature audience. And so I don't want to talk about orgasms and sex right now when we've been talking about young people. But if that is an interesting topic to you, then you don't want to miss it. And if you have loved the past 2 Wednesdays of Matters of the Heart, I hope you like Matters of the Heart anyway, but especially with special guest Belinda Bostic, Sharon Intimacy Advisor. And also, you can visit her website at littleparties.com. If you really enjoyed the past topics, regarding being more adventurous and adding creativity to your intimate life. And also, before we talked about why eroticism and erotic topics and books are so hot with us women now and why we're so open about it. And so tomorrow we're going to be very open about to fake or not to fake orgasms. So I'm just going to leave it at that. I'll share my perspective regarding orgasms too, but I must say and admit right now, I'm not one who ever faked. So, but we'll go. I'll elaborate on my experience also tomorrow. But I'll go ahead and conclude the show. Get out and vote, those of you that need to vote today, especially my friends in Texas. And I'm not sure what other states are voting today. And I guess we'll talk more on that on Thursday, doing a terrific Thursday. Today is Talk to Talk Tuesday. But be good. I love you. I thank you for your support. And, again, happy graduation day. You all have a fun summer. I know some of you are going to head on to your colleges, maybe start summer school in a few weeks. So I just wish everyone much success in your future endeavors and on this next step in life. Shout out to the teachers and instructors and presidents and principals and those that are educators also. Many of my friends are educators. And so I have always been a youth advocate, even when I was a youth. But just enjoy the summer and have fun and don't be so hard on yourself. You know, be serious, but don't be so hard. It's good to have a sense of humor. Okay? Well, thank you, and God bless. I haven't had my green tea yet. I haven't had any breakfast. I need to feed my pooches and so on. So just have a blast. I haven't completely made up my mind that I'm not going to the graduation, but it looked like I'm not. You know, it's that time of the month. Again, thanks. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Thank you to the artists who are looking forward and want to work with me professionally. I'm looking forward to it. I'm really gung-ho, very excited to work with you and to represent you, those of you that have contacted me and those whom we've been courting. Okay? So thank you, and God bless. And happy birthday to Destel Luis Rosado. Happy birthday. Luis Rosado just turned 17 today. He's turning 17 today. He is an amazing rap artist who lives in Johnson City, New York, and he is just awesome. My friend Wim Perez, who called on Saturday morning, hooked us up, and Luis Rosado is just a talented, talented guy, and he is eager to come on the show and share his talents with the Culture Shock Entertainment Report's listeners. So you all keep your ears and eyes open for Luis Rosado. If you're Facebook friends with him, tell him a happy birthday. Luis, that's LuisRosado, okay? Okay, well, thanks again. God bless.